just when you thought there was no hope for baby boomers. It's the Rational Boomer Podcast. Logic. Common sense. Compassion. Yeah, who knew? Now, here's Mike.
We are back on the Rational Boomer Podcast. Hopefully your day is going well. It's Wednesday. Kind of a hectic day yesterday. There were a lot of folks that were disappointed yesterday, too. And I'll try to comfort you with your disappointment if you're one of those folks. Donald Trump came out this past weekend and said that he would be arrested on Tuesday. Well, that didn't happen. Everybody was excited about it, but it didn't happen. So some people are disappointed. But don't be disappointed. It's still going to happen, and it's going to happen soon. Maybe as soon as today. Here's the deal. Here's where the problem was with the idea that Donald Trump was going to be arrested, actually indicted on Tuesday. First of all, that information came from Donald Trump. Two things we know of Donald Trump. He's a liar and he's stupid. And he probably had an agenda. He was getting anxious for this indictment because he knew as soon as this indictment hit, it would be a perfect opportunity to fundraise, to grift. So he was getting impatient. He was trying to push the narrative and he probably collected a shitload of money. But there's another reason why he wasn't indicted on Tuesday. You see, at the last moment, Donald Trump and his lawyers pushed a new witness to the grand jury, supposedly trying to discredit Michael Cohen. That didn't work out too well. We talked about that in the last podcast. That didn't work out well at all. But there's another factor in terms of indictments that tell us now that Tuesday was never going to happen. The grand jury gets together on Mondays and Wednesdays. On Monday, they had that extra witness, so no indictment was going to come out that day. Now, theoretically, they'll wrap things up today, and an indictment could come today, or it could come later in the week. Who knows? The people who sit back and say, well, it didn't happen Tuesday, so it's never going to happen, come on now. Fucking Donald Trump told us. If you've learned nothing from listening to the Rational Boomer Podcast, don't believe Donald Trump. He's a fucking liar every time he opens his mouth. Nothing went wrong. This witness didn't waylay the investigation. Everything's on track. Donald Trump is nailed dead to rights. He's going to get it here. And he's going to get it in Georgia and ultimately with the DOJ. Nothing is going his way. He is freaking the fuck out. Now, it's interesting. I had an interesting day, too. On TikTok, I did, I think, 4 TikToks. And that's pretty typical for me. And there was one talking about this very same topic. One that I did on TikTok. And for whatever reason, it went crazy. When I last checked it before I started recording this podcast, it was at 320,000 views. Now, I get a lot of views, but that was way out of character. I never expected that. And for the life of me, I don't understand what's different about that video as opposed to the other videos. Previously, a few months back, I had one that went to 1.7 million. And again, there was nothing unusual about it. It just took off. The reason I bring that up is not to brag. I do what I do. I get a lot of viewers on some things and less on other things. It really doesn't matter. I'm just trying to deliver a message and be as honest as I can. If 1 million viewers watch it, great. If 2 viewers watch it, that's great too. It doesn't really matter. But anyway, when you get something that goes semi-viral, that's when the Trumplafucks come out. They creep out of their corners. Now, I've done a good job over the last 2 years of blocking Trumplafucks, but they are like cockroaches. They're a never-ending source of cockroaches. They will continue to crawl out of the wall. And it's funny, these Trumplefucks that showed up on my post are just apoplectic. They are shitting themselves. They're pissing themselves. They're so fucking upset. They're screaming and yelling, and there's Trumplefuck spittle flying all over the fucking place. And I gotta be honest with you, I think it's entertaining as hell. Now, of course, these people, when they come to my post and hear what I say, they aren't happy about it. And they go after me hard. One called me a man Karen, whatever the fuck that means. That's the best he could come up with. But my wife was watching me in the chair as I'm looking at my phone, and I'm just laughing my head off. She says, "What are you laughing at?" I said, "These people are just trying to rip me apart. They're calling me all different names about the way I look, about the way I talk, the fact that I'm a libtard, the fact that I'm old." And she goes, "You think that's funny?" I go, "I think it's hilarious. I think it's absolutely hilarious." I mean, all too often we watch on TikTok and somebody will come on the TikTok crying, "Oh my God, people were mean to me." You got to understand this business, and having been in it for many years, I get it. It's about attention, and it's about views, and it's about having an impact on people. I often tell people, I'd rather piss you off than have no impact on you at all. When you do something like I do or others do on TikTok, what you really want to do, the goal should be to grab people's attention and then grab them by the emotions. They may like you, they may love you, they may hate you. But the fact that you've got them, that you grabbed them by the emotions and made them listen, that's a win, whether they're complaining about you or they love you. It's truly a win. Here's a guy that calls me a douche, but actually he called me a dough bag. Now, I don't know if he just didn't know how to spell douche, but it was spelled dough bag. Now, I don't know if that was a mistake, but I like that word. I may steal that fucking word, a dough bag. And let's be honest, I'm an older guy, not in the best of shape. He could call me a douchebag or a dough bag, and both might have some validity. But I just love how mad these people are, because I know they're scared. You know, up to now, these people would never listen to an argument. You couldn't argue with them because they wouldn't listen to anything. So now they're starting to scramble because it's imminent. Their Lord and Savior is going to get an indictment. And then what's going to happen? Well, another indictment will fall. Another indictment will fall. And Donald Trump will be buried in all of the powers and the weight of the law enforcement, the attorney generals, the DOJs, the DAs in Georgia and New York. It's going to be a mess for Donald Trump. And Donald Trump knows this. We also talked about, and a lot of people that came to my post that were Trumplefucks were saying, this will just help him win in 2024. Well, it's not going to help him win in 2024 because he won't be running for president in 2024. But they don't believe that he's going to become more popular because he gets indicted. That's just not going to happen. It's going to be worse for him. But you got to understand, that's how bullies talk. They always ramp it up. They always double and triple down. They don't have anywhere to go backwards. They refuse to do that, and they have no substance to argue with you. So if someone squares up with you and says, I'm going to punch you in the nose, and the guy doesn't back down, now they don't know what to do because deep in their hearts, they're cowards. They don't really want to fight, especially if they're not sure if they can beat this guy. They only walk into sure things. But instead of walking back and saving themselves an ass kicking, what they'll say now is, well, if you don't back off, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And they have no intention of doing these things. They think by ramping it up and puffing themselves up that somehow at some point the person in front of them will fold up and back down. Because that's really all they have is the ability to try to get people to back down. I've been telling people this for years. The Democrats could have taken this advice 20 years ago. They get in your face, they make threats, and if you back down, they roll over the top of you. And then they do it again, and they do it again. The only way to stop a bully is to knock him on his ass. And the Democrats are now just starting to learn that. They're getting in their faces. And it's like the people who come to my post and call me names or say negative things about me. Let's be honest, they're Trumpafucks. I don't give two fucks who they are, what they are, or what they think. So to be hurt by that would be ridiculous. I think it's entertaining. And let's be honest, this whole thing with TikTok and anything in the media is about entertainment. Now, if you can deliver truthful information and also be entertaining, well, then you're winning the game. So I'll take some of these from now and again on TikTok, and I'll read some of them. And it's fucking entertaining. It's hilarious to me. It really is. I love it. It's good podcasting or good TikToking. So if there happen to be some Trumpafucks out there that don't like what I say, and I don't really think there are, I think everybody here on the podcast are of a like mind and are friendlies. But if you know a Trumpafuck and he wants to insult somebody, by all means, send him my way. I'm enjoying the fuck out of this. Yesterday was a delightful day with all the things that are coming out and how things are getting so much closer to Donald Trump going down in flames. I fucking love it. I really do truly love it. I think the Trumpafucks are now realizing that they don't have quite the power or influence that they once had. Back when Donnie Trump was in office, they had his protection and his power behind them. But that's not the case anymore. They're trying to go out to Mar-a-Lago. They're trying to go out to New York, the Manhattan District, and trying to protest. But you know what the biggest group of protesters was to this point so far? It was a bunch of anti-Trump protesters. In fact, I heard this story. It was at the Manhattan District Court in Manhattan. And there was a protest there, as you might expect, given all that's going on, even though an indictment has yet to be announced. They're all anticipating it. But on the court side of the street, there were 20 anti-Trump fucks there. They were against Donald Trump, and they were screaming, "Alvin Bragg, do your job. Alvin Bragg, indict Donald Trump." Now, across the street, at a safe distance, there were five, count them, five Trumpafucks. And they were ranting and raving and acting real tough and civil war this and there'll be blood in the streets. I guess they didn't even realize that they were outnumbered 4-1. And if this is an indication of what the civil war is going to be, oh, dude, you fuckers are going to get wiped out. But see, that's the thing. Donald Trump isn't pulling the audience or the supporters they once did. As I told you in the podcast yesterday, the excuse they're using is that, well, they're just trying to lure us in so they can arrest us. When actually what they're concerned about is they know it's not a sure thing anymore. They're going to get a heavy pushback. They're bullies and cowards, so they're not going to walk into something where they're going to get their ass kicked. And trust me, if the Trumpafucks step up and try to get violent, it's going to get ugly very, very fucking quick. All right, I want to start out with an email. And this one comes from Billy from New Hampshire. You've heard his name before, but you've never heard from him. We have another woman that writes us regularly, Jamie, who is married to Billy. She often references Billy, but now we have a note from Billy. All right, it goes, "Hey Mike, Billy here from New Hampshire. My girlfriend Jamie usually emails you sometimes, but I figured I'd email about a few days ago when you were talking about your son going to garages and getting taken advantage of. Well, Jamie and I love going to rock concerts and stuff and get a hotel room here and there, but I've noticed a lot of unnecessary fees on top of what you should just be paying. Biden is passing a law called the Junk Fee Act to eliminate all those hidden fees. I don't know when that'll take place, but he did mention it like a month ago, because some tickets are resale and some charges like almost $1,000 a ticket or more. That'll be a hard pass. Anyway, just wanted to share that with you. Have a great day, Mike, and we'll be all ears and eyes about Trump's indictments. Take care, Billy from New Hampshire. Yeah, try to buy a ticket from Ticketmaster. I just heard a story that got Ticketmaster in a little trouble, and it might cause them some investigations from Congress. There's a report, some woman complained that she bought an $80 ticket for some concert, and the fees on that $80 ticket were $90. So she had to pay $170 for an $80 ticket, and it was all fees going to Ticketmaster. You see this in other areas too. Like if you ever go to Las Vegas and want to rent a hotel room, you'll get the price of the hotel room, you get the taxes, which is crazy, but then there'll also be a resort fee of like $30 a day. So you think you're renting a room for $100 a day and you're actually renting the room for $130. There's a lot of this bullshit. A lot of these ridiculous taxes and fees that are tacked on the stuff that you don't really know. And once you get into buying the ticket and you really want to see this person in concert, they've got you sucked in. Now, some people will back out of it and not pay the fees. You can't get away with not paying fees at Ticketmaster. It's just a matter of how outrageous it is. I'm sure they're making money on the concert promoter side as well, but they want to double dip and take some out of your ass as well. Well, when you start charging fees that are more than the ticket, well, that's a fucking problem. And I think Congress is seeing that problem, and they're going to take them to task. There are a lot of people everywhere we go trying to grift us, take advantage, and you're in situations where maybe you can't do anything about it, so you're stuck. This should be illegal. This, in my mind, is theft. What do they call that? The bait and switch thing? That's what it sounds like, and I know that is fucking illegal. And like I said, I went to a gas station, which also has a repair place. My son's car was overheating. I took it in there. I know exactly what could be wrong with this. There's only a few things that could be wrong with it. And I took it in. And I told him, I said, it's got to be the fuel pump or a hose or something like that. It's overheating and it's fucking winter. And it's losing antifreeze. It's got to be some kind of leak. So I take it in there, expecting to get some kind of, some kind of appraisal that it's the fuel pump and it's going to cost $300-$400, whatever it is. Anyway, I get there and they tell me the quote is $1,900. Now, I'm not a mechanic, but I've driven for almost 50 years. And in those 50 years, I've had everything that could go wrong with a car on one of my cars. I've gone through it. I've heard about it. I've seen it. I've paid for it. So I know a little bit about what to expect. So these guys tell us that, look, here's the deal. Yeah, it is the fuel pump, but it's also the fan. The cooling fan. And I said, well, cooling fans don't go out very often. He says, well, on this car it does. Really? How do you know that? Well, my technician told me that. And I said, I don't believe you. I said, and besides the fact, my son had replaced that fan just 2 years ago. So the likelihood that two fans would go out in that short a period of time is a little ridiculous. Now, he was becoming perturbed, and he said, well, now you're insulting me. And that's when I knew I had him. He said, take a look at this appraisal. So he hands me this paper, And it says all the things that he said is wrong with it. And at the bottom of the page, it says $200. I go, what's that $200? He said, it's for the diagnostics. I said, the diagnostics? I fucking told you that it is a fuel pump. And in order to look at a fan that's not working, if in fact that's true, you don't put that on diagnostics. You look at the motherfucker. Is it moving? Is it not moving? You really going to charge me $200 for this? I said, you know, you guys have a reputation. We came here because we had little or no choice. But you have a reputation of taking advantage of people. And I said, you ain't going to do it this fucking time. And I start, you know, I just start talking and insinuating some things. And he gets all flustered. He gets all flustered. I said, you know what? I'm going to get a tow truck here. I'm going to tow it to my nephew's house. He's a master mechanic. He'll look at it. And I said, but if I find out that you're lying to me, well, I'm coming back. And this is going to be unpleasant for you. I said, I used to work in the media, and I still have friends in the media. And if you're ripping people off, people are going to know. I didn't pull out the TikTok thing. I figured I'll put that in my back pocket. But anyway, and I wouldn't do it anyway. But so anyway, then he gets really flustered. You're being insulting to me. You should just go. I said, I'm going, and I'll take the car with me. And then he grabs the paper with the $200 fee on it, and he crumples it up, and he says, I'll waive the diagnostics. Just get out of here. And my wife's standing there, and she's kind of, she doesn't like it when I do this, but she didn't want to pay the $200 either, so she said, go after him. And the guy crumpled it up, easily just dumped this $200 fee that was so important and just wanted me out of there because he was uncomfortable about the way I was talking to him. And I best way I can tell you how I was talking to him, if you remember the shows where I talked to the Trumplefucks, yeah, it was that kind of conversation, and he was feeling uncomfortable. So I got away without paying the $200 or anything else. I mean, I would have paid him something for looking at the car, but $200 for diagnostics? Fuck that. Especially when you're trying to weasel $1,900 out of me. Here's the thing. I know what those parts cost. A fuel pump's about $60. A fan is about $150. So we're at $200, $210. Are you telling me that labor is now $1,600, $1,700? How many hours is it going to fucking take you to do this? So anyway, I got it towed, sent it up to my nephew. We'll find out what the fuck is really wrong with it, and we'll get it fixed. But the problem is, if you let people push you or put you in a situation where you have no choice, don't give in. Push back. These fuckers are afraid of being pushed back because they are lying. They're being criminals here, and they don't want to be exposed as such. So once you push back, they start shitting their pants. Okay, now we're talking about shitting one's pants. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office has received communications between Stormy Daniels and an attorney representing Donald Trump. This is coming from CNN. You remember we talked about this guy, Joe Tacopino. Sounds like he owns a pizza shop. The communiques between the old adult film star and Joe Tacopino date back to 2018 when Daniels was seeking legal counsel, according to her current attorney, Clark Brewster, who indicated the exchanges show that his client disclosed confidential information. Now, he says he never met her, Tacopino, and he never represented her. But in 2018, there's a video, and he was talking about Trump, and he was talking about Stormy Daniels, and he insinuated that he had client-attorney privileges. Well, if he has client-attorney privileges with Stormy Daniels, he's working with Stormy Daniels. And if he has been working with Stormy Daniels and has inside information, well, working for Donald Trump's a little unethical at this fucking point. And he may be just taken off the case. I don't know if it's illegal, but he needs to be taken off the case. And that guy, when he was on TV, you saw the video, I'm sure. He looked like he was going to explode. He's got this big head and he's talking real fast. Like I said, he sounded like Ben Shapiro after his balls dropped. He was just fucking ridiculous. He was imploding on television. The latest revelation comes as all indications are that the Manhattan DA, Alvin Bragg, is coming close to deciding whether to indict Donald Trump. Tacopino dismissed the notion that a conflict of interest exists or that Daniel shared confidential information with his office. He said he did not meet or speak with Daniels. Well, that remains to be seen because, you know, these motherfuckers tend to lie. And it just goes to show how Donald Trump is scraping the bottom of the barrel. He's burned bridges for so many lawyers, not paid so many lawyers. So he's got to get these ambulance chasers in there who are looking for the publicity as much as any money he can collect. And he's got some shitty lawyers, which is going to be fun. Because when he finally does get the indictment and finally goes to court, he's going to have shitty lawyers. And he is going to get the piss beat out of them. Now, Tacopino, during a 2018 appearance with CNN's Don Lemon, said he may have been in contact with Daniels before she found a new lawyer. I can't really talk about my impressions or any conversations we had because there is an attorney-client privilege that attaches even to a consultation, Tacopino said in the 2018 interview. But wait a minute, Joe, you said you never talked to her. Which is it? Tacopino's firm, after the video surfaced, issued a statement denying that there was no attorney-client relationship between him and Daniels. According to CNN's Kristen Holmes and Tierney Sneed, it would ultimately be up to a judge to decide whether the communications amount to a conflict of interest that requires disqualification or some other limitation on the advocacy Tacopino can do on behalf of the former president if a case is brought against Trump. He will probably be disqualified from the case, which in normal circumstances wouldn't be a big deal, would it now? However, Donald Trump is running out of options when it comes to lawyers. If this guy is one of his last lines of defense and he's shitty, that can only suggest that whoever replaces him is even shittier yet. Well, good luck with that, Donnie. Here's an interesting story. Now, minutes before Supreme Court Justice Arthur Engoron was to gavel in late Tuesday morning, a bomb threat was called into 911, delaying a pretrial hearing in New York Attorney General Letitia James' $250 million civil fraud lawsuit against Donald Trump and his adult children, but only for about 30 minutes. Does that sound like a Trump the fuck? Oh, you're not going to sue our Lord and Savior, so I'm going to call a bomb threat in. Now, over the weekend, Trump urged his supporters to protest and take our country back. Might Donald Trump's claim or his words be the impetus of this fucking knucklehead calling the court? I think that's a reasonable possibility. He also claimed that he would be indicted on Tuesday. As we said, it's not known who called in the bomb threat, but it wasn't the delay Trump's attorneys were hoping for. They were hoping for a much longer delay. Now, once the hearing began, Trump's attorneys asked the judge for a six-month delay. Of course they did. They, of course, were denied. Then they asked for a delay of a few weeks. Again, they were denied. I don't want to move this trial, not only because I said I don't want to move it, Justice Engoron said. That's written in stone. This case is complex, but it's not complicated, Engoron explained. It all boils down to whether the statements of financial conditions are true, and the rest, as Rabbi Hillel famously said, is all commentary. After the hearing ended, Trump called for Congress to investigate Attorney General James. While Congress is at it, they should look at the corrupt Attorney General of New York State, Letitia James, who got elected solely on "I will get Trump" platform without knowing anything about me, Trump alleged on his Truth Social. It's ironic that he would say that. She got voted because she's going to get Trump. Well, Donnie, you got voted in because you were going to build a wall that is going to be paid by Mexico. Maybe somebody should look into your 2016 election. There's a lot of iffy shit that was going on then. She then brought a completely bogus lawsuit, he said, which is presided over by the AG. They picked Trump-hating judge, a political hack whose court this case should not be in. It should be in the commercial division, but he wouldn't let it go. He's pushing. You got to understand, reading Don's words are hard because he doesn't know how to complete a sentence. He doesn't use words properly, and it's hard for me to read words that make no fucking sense. He said he's pushing it hard and knows exactly what he wants to do. He wants to get Trump. Well, who doesn't want to get Trump at this point? As Law and Crime, the publication notes, Attorney General James alleges that Trump, his children, and his businesses have a pattern of wildly inflating or deflating their assets to reap tax benefits. Well, in fact, it is a fact that they do that. Remember, the Trump Organization were convicted of 17 counts of just that kind of fraud. If the Trump Organization was convicted 17 times for fraud, and Donald Trump and his kids run that company, it's only fair to assume that that motherfucker was involved. I don't know. It's pretty, it's all pretty interesting. Things are coming apart at the seams for Donald Trump. Nothing is working, no delay tactics. He's trying to get people to fight for him, and he can't get more than 5 or 6 people to protest in front of the Manhattan District Court. This is what I've said before. I think he's kind of looking forward to the perp walk so he can walk in the building with this throngs of people cheering and fighting and yelling and spitting and pissing their pants so he can be the conquering hero. It's going to be interesting, though. I don't think he'll get that kind of response for any number of reasons. He's going to walk up to that courthouse, and nobody's going to be home. And he's going to get that sinking feeling that, yep, I'm done. And we've only just begun here. This one indictment is small compared to what's happening in Georgia or the DOJ, and you can bet they're coming shortly thereafter. Donald Trump's trying every trick in his pockets, and none of them are working. And the Trump-la-fucks are trying to do anything, say anything, do anything, but none of that's working. He had his chance for 4 years where he got away with everything. Now he's going to get away with fucking nothing. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. All right, let's talk about Fox News for a bit. We know Dominion is suing them for $1.6 billion. And now Smartmatic is suing them for $2.7 billion. We know Dominion has been releasing evidence, text messages, that basically show that Fox News, the Tucker Carlsons, the Sean Hannitys, even Rupert Murdoch, knew they were lying when they did what they did on television, on the air, with regarding the pushing of the big lie, the election fraud thing. They knew it was a joke, and we heard that, and we saw that with those text messages. But still, they decided to broadcast it because, well, that's how they're making money. The dumb fucks that actually watch Fox News don't want to hear the truth, even if they know it's a lie. That's what they want to hear. And if they don't hear what they want to hear, they go away. Fox News loses money. And so they decide, well, we'll just lie instead. Now, when you consider all of those things, you have to think, man, it can't get worse for Fox News, right? No way it's going to get worse. Well, it just has. CNN reports that an explosive new lawsuit filed by Fox News producer Abby Grossberg has thrown a wrench into its defense against a defamation lawsuit by Dominion Voting Machine Systems. One of their own is suing them, and it's ending up messing up their defense. Their defense is lame, and there's no way they could win with that defense. But this is taking that lame defense and flushing it down the toilet. Now, according to CNN, Grossberg alleges that she was coached by Fox News attorneys to give misleading testimony under oath in order to shift blame away from the network for airing multiple false claims about Dominion. That sounds familiar. Didn't that same thing happen with the Trump attorney, with Cassidy Hutchinson? I think it did. And it's not going to bode well for the attorneys or Fox News. Fox News attorneys acted as agents and at the behest of Fox News to misleadingly coach, manipulate, and coerce Ms. Grossberg to deliver shaded and/or incomplete answers during her sworn testimony, which answers were clearly to her reputational detriment, but greatly benefited Fox News. Remember what Cassidy Hutchinson's lawyer said to her? Well, they can't get you on those things you don't remember. And she said, well, what if I do remember? Well, you don't have to admit you remember. All of that shit is a little shady, a little unethical, dare I say, illegal. Now, the complaint also documents alleged misogynistic and anti-Semitic behavior by Fox News employees that Grossberg experienced as a producer for both Fox Business host Maria Bartiromo and primetime Fox News star Tucker Carlson. The lawsuit continued to describe a culture at Carlson's program in which women were subjected to crude terms and in which jokes about Jewish people were made out in the open. Grossberg named Carlson and members of his staff in the lawsuit filed in New York. See what I mean? It's getting worse for Fox. I don't know how they're going to survive this. In an interview with CNN, Grossberg said her lawsuit will show that Fox News does not care about anything except ratings. Yeah, we kind of know that. They don't care about their employees, not surprised, and they don't care about their viewers. Well, we know that because we had a producer for Tucker Carlson saying they were domestic terrorists, and stupid ones at that. They were cousin-fucking terrorists, not like the Saudi royalty. Fox News pushed back on Grossberg's claims, and it said it engaged a team of outside lawyers to investigate her claims about Fox News and found them baseless. Well, of course you did. You also are trying to get us to believe that Fox News wasn't at fault for broadcasting about election fraud and the crazy conspiracy theories. This doesn't bode well for Fox News. I mean, they have a lot of money, so I hope Grossberg is able to win this case and still find some money left so she can get paid. But when they're going to take out $1.6 billion and $4.7 billion, that's $4.3 billion, and then there's punitive damage, could bring us up to $10 billion. That's going to take a big bite out of Fox News. Not to mention how their reputation has been tarnished, which seems like it would have been hard to do for them, because their reputation has always been shitty. But with these recent revelations, it's hard to put any faith in a company like Fox News. Now, you can see kind of the strain on Tucker Carlson with this whole situation. It's interesting because he took a tact yesterday that was pretty weak, kind of pussyish. I know that's not a word. I just made it up, but I also made up Trumplefuck, so just go with it. Tucker Carlson called on President Joe Biden to somehow thwart a potential indictment of former President Donald Trump. Tucker Carlson is so desperate, he's begging Joe Biden to stop this indictment of Donald Trump. See, the thing about it is, when Donald Trump gets indicted, there's going to be a lot of information released. There's going to be a lot of evidence becoming known. And since Donald Trump and Fox News and Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity all had this close relationship, I have a feeling that the lawsuit by Dominion and Smartmatic will be the least of their problems. We may be looking at some criminal activities. Let's be honest, Tucker Carlson, we know he doesn't give two fucks about Donald Trump. He said as much, and we've seen the text messages. But he knows if President Donald Trump gets indicted, well, that's going to open a Pandora's box, a can of worms, if you will. And a lot of people are going to be connected to Donald Trump, sitting members of Congress, people in the administration, and motherfuckers at Fox News. He knows. Now, in his opening monologue on Tuesday, the Fox News host addressed reports that Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg is likely to indict Trump for allegedly falsifying business records to conceal $130,000 hush payments he allegedly made to Stormy Daniels before the 2016 election. Daniels says the money was meant to keep her quiet over an affair she says she had with Donald Trump. Carlson says, how much of this is true? I'm saying all of it. It sounds classic Donald Trump. Once again, we cannot say. Yes, we can say, Tucker. Maybe you can't, because you have trouble with the truth. Here's what we know. A George Soros-funded prosecutor. Oh, we're going that way, huh? A George Soros-funded prosecutor. See, now they're trying to discredit Alvin Bragg. They wouldn't do that if he was working with Donald Trump. These people are fucking terrified, and they should be terrified. They've been running roughshod, going rogue for 6 years. And they never, ever once thought they might get caught or they might have to answer to some of this crazy shit they've done. But now it's becoming all too clear. That indictment for Stormy Daniels isn't what really scares them. It's what's going on down in Georgia. And even more importantly, what's going on over at the DOJ. And Tucker Carlson knows exactly what I know. And that is, once the first indictment falls, they're all going to fall. It's going to be like a waterfall. Tucker Carlson knows that. And he knows his name is going to come up in this January 6th shit and in the fake elector shit and in the election fraud shit. Tucker Carlson's nervous. He may not just lose a job here, but he may even go to motherfucking jail. A man who ran on the promise to indict Trump seems to be working hard to indict Trump. Tucker Carlson is in a quandary here. He wants to be rid of Donald Trump, but he knows there's a lot of strings tied to Donald Trump. Carlson claimed what Trump did is not a crime. So in Manhattan tomorrow, we will certainly be an overwhelmingly liberal grand jury will meet, he continued. And unless something unexpected happens, Democrats will have to take the unprecedented step of using a corrupt justice system to take out the front runner in the Republican presidential field in a presidential race. The host stated that if Trump is indicted, America will never be the same. I like that idea. Let's take a look at America right now. We're full of corruption and criminality and people getting away with it. People espousing violence and rioting and that sort of thing. I think we're about due for a fucking change, don't you? Isn't it about time? But Tucker Carlson doesn't want that. Tucker Carlson wants to keep it like it is. Him making money hand over fist, lying to dumb fucks. Yeah, it's a good gig if you can get it, but that's not long for this world. He then called on Biden and Attorney General Merrick Garland to stop any looming indictment. Oh yeah, Tucker Carlson. Merrick Garland and Biden are always looking for your input. You've got to hope that for the sake of the country, the Biden White House, which will be running against Trump, will put the country above partisanship and stop this. Oh, the Democrats should be above partisanship, coming from a guy who's part of the Republican Party, who's all about partisanship. 100% of the votes in Congress are along party lines. Who's partisan? Supreme Court, siding with the conservative. Who's partisan? Fuck you, Carlson. Carlson went on to say, and that Merrick Garland at DOJ will issue a very public statement saying that this is wrong, which it is, and therefore preserve our grandchildren, our justice system. No, motherfucker, if he doesn't do something, he's ruining our justice system for our grandchildren. You can say whatever you want, but we already know that whatever you say on the air is a fucking lie. So why would we believe you now? You're full of shit. You're scared. You're about ready to run. Beyond a public rebuke, it is unclear what steps Carlson wants the Biden administration to take to quash an indictment at a state level. See, that's where the ignorance is. Joe Biden and Merrick Garland can do nothing to quash an indictment from the state or a county. They can't. There's no authority for them to fucking do that. Does Tucker Carlson not know that? Or is he just feeding the mouth-breathing, toothless fucks that watch his network? All right, ABC News reported on Tuesday evening, yesterday evening, the federal prosecutors and special counsel Jack Smith's office presented compelling preliminary evidence that shows former President Donald Trump knowingly and deliberately misled his own attorneys regarding his unlawful retention of classified documents. What are they talking about? You remember the circumstance where Evan Corcoran wrote up an affidavit. A sworn affidavit that said, yeah, we have no more classified documents here. Had Christina Bob, another lawyer, sign it. Yeah, he wrote it, but he wasn't going to sign that shit. He had Christina Bob do it, and Christina Bob was dumb enough to do it. So they supplied this sworn affidavit to the DOJ, and it was a lie. One of two things could have happened. The lawyers lied, and let's be honest, they're fucking lawyers. Or Donald Trump lied to the lawyers. Well, it's not surprising how this is going to turn out. These lawyers aren't going to fry for Donald Trump. They're going to throw him under the bus, and clearly they did. And they're going to need to testify about this if they hope to stay out of jail. The report is based on a sealed filing written by a former federal judge, which sources described to ABC News. The report notes that the U.S. Judge Beryl Howell wrote last week that prosecutors in the special counsel's office made a prima facie showing that the former president had committed criminal violations. This is more criminal violations over and above anything else he's fucking done. The report adds that Howell, who stepped down last week as the D.C. District Court's chief judge, added that attorney-client privileges invoked by two of his lawyers could therefore be pierced. You remember that story. These attorneys did not want to testify because of attorney-client privilege. But if they were working in concert with Donald Trump to commit a crime, which they were, either Donald Trump committing the crime, or they committed the crime, or they both committed the crime. It doesn't really matter who. But if it was in the commission of a crime, then attorney-client privileges don't work. It isn't a thing. Now, in her sealed filing, Howell ordered that Evan Corcoran, the guy who wrote that affidavit, and an attorney for Trump should comply with a grand jury subpoena for testimony on six separate lines of inquiry over which he had previously asserted attorney-client privileges. So he thought he had it gained with attorney-client privileges. Judge Howell said, "Fuck you, do. You gotta talk." Sources added that Howell also ordered Corcoran to hand over a number of records tied to what Howell described as Trump's alleged criminal scheme, echoing prosecutors. Those records include handwritten notes, invoices, and transcriptions of personal audio recordings. Those have already been turned over, even before he's testified. That can't be good. Now, Corcoran is at the center of the investigation, of course, because of what he did. He wrote a certified affidavit on June of 2022 declaring that after a diligent search of Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate, all documents were found and handed over and that no further documents were retained. Of course, that turned out to be false. FBI seized a large number of additional documents in August. So what those lawyers did is turn over a fake or a lie of an affidavit to the DOJ, and I'm sorry, that is illegal. Now, if they can get out from under it by saying, well, Donald Trump told us that's what it was, so we just did what our client said. If they can get away with it at that point, somebody's got to pay the price, and if it's not the lawyers, guess who? Donald Trump. Prosecutors have reportedly asked Corcoran and Trump lawyer Christina Bob, who signed the certified letter, about their role in both drafting and delivering the letter. Trump responded to the ABC News story in a typical fashion. Trump campaign statement on fake ABC News story. That is the headline. I love how he writes these things in all caps and headlines and all this shit. But this is what he wrote. Shame on fake news ABC for broadcasting illegally leaked false allegations from a never-Trumper, now former chief judge, against the Trump legal team. This disinformation is on par with their breathless Russia, 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 Ukraine, 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 and no collusion, Mueller speculation, all of which were totally disproven. These leaks are happening because there is no factual or legal basis or substance to any case against President Trump. The deranged Democrats and their comrades in their mainstream media are corrupting the legal process and weaponizing the justice system in order to manipulate public opinion because they are clearly losing the political battle. Now, in just that stretch, he lied about seven times. None of it was true. He goes on to say the real story here that fake news ABC should be reporting on is that prosecutors only attack lawyers when they have no case whatsoever. President Trump is the only leader fighting for the Constitution in order to protect the American people from being abused by a crooked system. Oh, man. That motherfucker sounds desperate. And he should be desperate because he's in some fucking deep trouble. Now, it's not just Donald Trump saying some crazy shit. There are members of Congress that are saying some crazy shit. And this won't surprise you at all because Kentucky Senator Rand Paul is saying some crazy shit. Senator Rand Paul is calling for Manhattan District Attorney to be put in jail over his disgusting abuse of power regarding a possible Trump indictment. How do you propose they do that? The guy is simply doing his job, doing an investigation, and somehow Rand Paul thinks he can be put in jail. Please, motherfucker. Paul tweeted his thoughts Tuesday after Bragg said his office will not be intimidated by House Republicans. You see, the House Republicans are getting together and want Elvin Bragg to testify. Well, they have no authority to do that. Elvin Bragg will just say, fuck yourself, and there's nothing they can do about it. But they're trying to get in the narrative. Well, why doesn't he want to talk? Because he doesn't have to talk, you stupid fuck. House Republicans have demanded that Bragg testify about a possible Trump indictment stemming from the Stormy Daniels scandal that House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan called a politically motivated prosecutorial decision against former President Trump. They know he's not coming. He has no reason to come. They have no authority to ask him to come, and he has no responsibility to come. They're just sending this out into the ether to make it sound like they're doing something. I mean, that's the basis of what Republicans do. They do nothing, but they talk a lot, so people get the impression they're doing something. Now, the only people that believe that, of course, are dumb motherfuckers, the base, and they're only about 25 to 30%, so that's not enough to win any fucking election. Now, Trump posted on his Truth Social platform over the weekend, as we talked about, "Protest, protest, protest, take our nation back," which is clearly an attempt to incite his mouth-breathing few. And I say few because the only thing we've seen as far as Trumplefucks are small groups of people. There is no big group of people like Donald Trump is hoping. New York authorities have erected security cameras and barricades in an attempt to stave off another January 6th style attack. It's going to be all for naught. It's not going to happen. Capitol Police aren't taking any undue chances, and I get that, and say they beefed up security in the event of a Trump indictment. The FBI and Department of Homeland Security are reporting an increase in online chatter calling for civil war since Trump's call for protest. Oh, they'll talk your ear off, but they ain't gonna do shit. Here's something you gotta understand. Did you know the New York Police Department is 10 times bigger than the U.S. Capitol? And they're prepared for it. And then you have Secret Service, and you have the FBI, you have the National Guard if necessary. Do you really think these dumb motherfuckers are going to walk into a slaughter? Well, they might, but I doubt it, because they're fucking cowards. They're going to go on their little websites and say, we're going to have a civil war. Well, as I told you, outside the Manhattan District Court, yesterday there were 20 anti-Trumpers and 5 Trumplefucks. You want a civil war? You want the odds to be 4-1? Go ahead, motherfucker. Let's see what happens. Now, for his part, Trump shifted his social media vitriol Tuesday to New York State's Attorney General Letitia James and what he calls her Get Trump platform. As of early Tuesday afternoon, no announcements had been made about the Manhattan grand jury indicting Trump in the hush money case. It could come later today, but if it doesn't, don't worry. It's coming. It's coming, motherfucker. Trust me on this. Now, House Oversight Committee Chairman Representative James Comer. Oh, he's a special kind of dumb fucker. Sat for over 6 hours for a recent New York Times profile and offered extensive insight on how he plans to conduct investigations. Well, we've seen some of the investigations, and frankly, you fucked them all up. It's all pretty lame. It's kind of a joke. But James Comer thinks he's a tough guy. Comer's a regular guest on Fox News and other right-of-center media outlets. He's made headlines in recent weeks claiming that his committee's probe is getting closer and closer to proving influence peddling between Hunter Biden and Joe Biden and foreign governments, although Comer has yet to show any evidence. Oh, doesn't that sound familiar? Well, Times reporters Jonathan Swan and Luke Broadwater noted that Comer has become a high-profile and aggressive promoter of sinister-sounding claims about the president and his family. Now, during an interview, however, the reporters asked Comer if he was willing to apply the same kind of scrutiny he gives to Hunter Biden to Trump's son, or son-in-law, Jared Kushner. Now, the Times profile detailed the exchange. While he did not rule out looking at Mr. Kushner's business dealings at some point, when a reporter suggested it might be politically unsustainable for him to investigate Mr. Trump's son-in-law, he took a long pause and then replied, "I don't disagree with what you said." The quote and others in the profile published Tuesday raised eyebrows among Comer's critics, with the Democratic National Committee releasing a statement blasting the Kentucky Republican. Now, James Comer this morning is raising new questions about his record of using far-right conspiracy theories to launch politically motivated attacks on President Biden, while also raising serious concerns about his own credibility. That was written in a DNC press release. Swan and Broadwater also offered some flattering descriptions of Comer. Comer, who still clings to his reputation for bipartisanship, photographs of him and Mr. Biden are prominently displayed in his office, is the temperamental opposite to his investigative counterpart, Representative Jim Jordan. Jordan is a confrontational, fast-talking ideologue who chairs the Judiciary Committee, while Mr. Comer speaks in a southern drawl, deploys a practice self-deprecation, and tends toward the just-asking-question modes, not unlike Tucker Carlson. Comer has previously spoken on the topic of investigating Kushner, who's under scrutiny for receiving a $2 billion investment in his private equity firm, a firm where he has no experience in investing money, but he got that from the Saudi royalty. Comer was asked about Kushner's close ties with the Saudis during his time in the Trump administration and the eye-popping investment while on ABC's This Week. Comer said, "I don't disagree with the Democrats and their criticism of the previous administration. We have a problem here that needs a legislative solution. That's why this Biden investigation is so important. There's a legislative solution to this, and it can be bipartisan." I'll make it better than bipartisan. Now, you want to claim that Joe Biden and Hunter Biden were doing things illegally and getting money from China or wherever the fuck they're talking about. We don't know if that's true or not. If it is true, let's investigate that fucker and make everybody accountable for everything they did. But here's what we do know for a fact. We know that Jared Kushner got $2 billion for nothing. We know that Donald Trump enriched himself mightily during the time he was president and since, getting money from people like Russia, Saudi Arabia, North Korea, and who God knows who else, maybe Hungary. We know for a fact that happened. But let's be bipartisan about this. If Jared Kushner and Donald Trump grifted money, and let's just say Joe Biden and Hunter Biden grifted money, well, that's a bad thing, and both should be held responsible. But what about all these people that are so enraged and outraged about these people getting money? Somehow, I have to think there are other members of Congress, if not all members of Congress, that get money. Maybe we should get an independent, bipartisan investigative group outside Congress, something that Congress cannot control. And let's go from top to bottom through every member of Congress, find out where they're getting money from, why they're getting money from that location, and how much they're getting, and then what's happening to that money. I'll bet you dollars to donuts, we will find a number of sitting members of Congress that are getting money from adversarial countries. And I'm not just talking about Republican, I'm talking about Democrat too. Anybody getting money from adversarial countries and being sketchy about it, that is a problem for this country, whether they be Democrat or Republican. Let's nail Donald Trump and Kushner to the wall. And if Joe Biden and Hunter Biden did something, nail those fuckers to the wall too. But let's go through the bunch of them and see what the fuck they've been doing. because I guarantee you there's more foreign money coming into members of Congress than just those two situations. I will fucking guarantee you. I'll guarantee you that Comer is probably getting money from some source that is a little shaky. That will never happen, of course, because it will take the Congress to set something like that up. And you know, they ain't going to do that. They just aren't going to do it. The corruption in our government is deep. And the corruption in our government is essentially bipartisan. Clearly, the Republicans are the worst of the two. They've got all kinds of problems. The Republicans, it's a dumpster fucking fire. Absolute dumpster fire. But once we're through this Trump shit, the indictments, the prosecution, the convictions of everybody that's due a conviction, if we really want to clean up Washington, D.C., there is a lot of things we could do. Cut out money, all these PACs and all this ridiculous money situations that are tied to our Congress. As long as big money is going in the pockets of any congressman of any party, we have a tainted government. We have a tainted Congress. We need to wipe that out all completely. We need to find out who's got what and what they're doing with it and why they have it. That's not something Congress is going to push for because it would only hurt themselves. That's going to have to be us. When we get through all this dumpster fire bullshit, that's why I say, don't relax when Donald Trump is in jail or out of the picture. We got a lot of shit we got to fix, and it's going to take a long time. And it's only going to be done if you're loud, proud, and consistently carrying the narrative. That's the only way this is going to get done. It's not going to get done in any other court but the court of public opinion. You see how it's kind of working now for the Democrats. Finally, after decades, they're using that power. We've got to continue to use that power as a people. So all of these fucks that may be taking money or being corrupt in one way or another, that we stop them. And it is essential that we stop them. Our government is in a precarious position right now. Getting rid of Donald Trump and these corrupt Republicans will help, but we need more done in this government, and it's on us. All right, we're going to wrap up the Rational Boomer podcast. I want to thank you for taking the time out of your day to listen. I hope you have a great day, and we will talk to you again tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the Rational Boomer podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. We'll see you next time.